Good day. This is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you this week's industry news. We start in New South Wales, where a recent audit by the State Insurance Regulatory Authority, or CIRA, has put some builders on notice. 9 construction companies were found to have been operating without mandatory home building compensation insurance, impacting over 100 residential projects. Remember, folks, this kind of insurance protects homeowners from defaults on the projects by builders and is required for any project exceeding $20,000. CIRA stresses the significance of compliance and warns of stiffer penalties for ongoing disregard. The NSW Building Commissioner is collaborating with housing associations to create awareness about the importance of adhering to insurance regulations, showing CIRA's determination to ensure customer protection in the building industry. In travel news now, a Melbourne couple learned the hard way about the intricacies of travel insurance. Their insurance claim followed an emergency return from their Bali vacation, but was rejected by insurer Tokio Marine and Nichido Fire Insurance. The couple believed they were covered under a multi-trip coverage, but it turned out the policy was for a single trip and had terminated once they arrived back from their previous Europe trip. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority backed the insurer's decision. So a lesson there for all of us. Speak to an advisor and understand every detail of your travel insurance policy. Turning to employee welfare now, MetLife Australia is leading the way with innovative leave policies. In an effort to become an inclusive employer, the company is about to offer leave for menopause, fertility issues, and gender affirmation. Plus, they're set to increase their paid parental leave. These developments have been driven by MetLife's research into the needs of their workforce, in particular, women aged over 40. It's about attracting and retaining talent and fostering engagement by supporting professional and personal growth. Quite a revolutionary initiative, isn't it? Lastly, industry expert John Trowbridge is advocating for insurers to adopt total replacement coverage in order to address the country's underinsurance issue, especially after devastating events like the floods of 2022. The current system leaves homeowners to guess their coverage, often resulting in insufficient insurance. Trowbridge argues that while this solution may cause a minor increase in premiums, it provides homeowners with much-needed security. With growing support and successful experiments from insurers such as AMI, we can only hope that necessary regulatory reforms are just on the horizon. That's your wrap for this week's insurance news. Don't forget to head over to financialservicesonline.com.au for more. I'm Paige Estritori. See you next time.